Edition. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Peter Hirschfeld, in for Jane Lindholm. You've seen TV shows like Shark Tank and Dragon's Den, where business owners appear before a panel of wealthy investors to pitch an idea and sell a share of the company to one of the celebrity backers. Well, you might not have heard of it yet, but Vermont has a similar competition. The stakes are a little lower, but you don't have to give up any equity in your idea, and you can get mentoring help from Vermont business people who already know what it takes to succeed. The competition is called Launch VT, and it's put on by the Champlain Regional Chamber of Commerce. Here to provide some details about what it is the executive director of Launch VT, Katie Taylor. Katie, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. Katie, the deadline to apply is tomorrow. What kind of information will a company need to provide?
So we have an application through Design Book, which is also a local Vermont company, and people will need to provide information about the team of founders that they are working with, things like what their market is for their company, what type of competition there is, what their financials are, have they been in business already and made money? If not, what is their plan for the future in terms of revenue? And then they put this all into a pitch deck, which is used in the entrepreneurial world when you present your present your business to investors. You can either do that in person where you have a pitch deck and you use that to go along with your verbal presentation, or you can just send it along, which is what they're doing for this application. And the judges will look at it to see if they make the cut to be one of the finalists.
This isn't the first time you've done this. This is the fifth year of the competition. In your experience so far, what kinds of companies are the best fit for a competition like this? And at what stage in their development does this kind of potential partnership make sense?
Companies are best suited for Launch VT if they're early in their development and looking to scale up really quickly. So our winner last year, OG, is a luxury organic skincare company. They had just started. They hadn't actually launched their product, but they did have product and a full plan in place. And they're looking to expand, you know, huge over the next 5 or 6 years. To become a massive household brand name. And then we have companies like Sap Maple Water, which you might have seen in the grocery store. They had launched already, but were ready to do some expansions and hadn't quite gained the traction that they wanted to, and Launch VT was a way for them to get some mentoring and coaching and go through that process and get more eyes on their product. So both kind of early stages and looking to grow really quickly.
So give us a where are they now story from a finalist or two from when this competition in years past.
Sure. So last year we have a first prize and a second prize innovation award. And last year that second prize innovation award went to Wheelpad, which is a company out of Wilmington. They did not have a prototype yet, but what they make is a temporary, accessible, eco-friendly housing unit. It's a single bedroom and bathroom that can be placed next to an existing home for someone who is going through rehabilitation. Perhaps they were in a car accident or they are a wounded veteran coming back home, and they need 9 months of accessible living, but they don't want to go live in a hotel, and they don't want to totally reform their house because they're not going to need it long term. They can lease one of these units, put it up to the side of their house, so that they can continue living with their family during this rehabilitation time. They didn't have a prototype yet, but they do now. They've been traveling all across the country going to conventions. They recently got an award from an architectural society about their work, and are just doing an amazing job, and did a little competition to have a family in southern Vermont apply to get that first prototype if they need it. It's been really great for them.
Yeah, it sounds cool. This is a competition, of course, which I assume means prizes. What do the winners receive?
So the first place winner receives $30,000 cash. As you said before, there's no equity in that. We just give it straight to them for them to do as they wish with their business. And then they get about $45,000 of in-kind services like legal services, accounting services, marketing, that kind of thing. And then the second place innovation prize gets $15,000 and about $25,000 in those in-kind services. And all the finalists get coaching and mentoring during the process, about 6 to 8 weeks leading up to the competition.
Pretty impressive prizes there. And I imagine there's some people who might want to figure out how they can compete for those. But for somebody who doesn't feel like they're ready for this year's Launch VT, but wants to forge their own path in the world of business, how can they set themselves up for success in this event next year or the year after that?
Well, everybody should go to www.launchvt.com if they're interested. That's where they can find out more information. And we have educational events throughout the year to have to provide opportunities for people to hear from entrepreneurs. And we have meetups throughout the years, and that information is on our website. So if you're not ready to do it this year, get involved. Start coming to our educational events and meetups so that you'll be prepared next year.
And how many companies do you expect signing up this year?
In the application process, we're looking at probably 30 to 50 applying for Launch VT this year.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a really exciting competition, Katie. Katie Taylor is Executive Director of Launch VT. Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Peter.